FM 90.3 WJTL, Francesca Battistelli and Stephanie Gretzinger, Defender, Skillet before that with Anchor. Good morning, 7:03, Fred and Mindy with you.
And we like your help. Every Monday through Thursday night from 8 to 10, you get the program, the music. You can text, email, Facebook, or call in your request to Nick. That's Monday through Thursday between 8 and 10. It's the WJTL Request Show, and we want to thank the sponsor, Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
This morning, our very special guest from Schreiber Pediatric is Dan Fink. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, to all those friends of Schreiber that might be listening, and to my mom, my 91-year-old mom, who might be listening at home.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hi,
Mom.
Hi, Dan's mom. Thanks for tuning in. Dan, you've been with Schreiber for about 5 years now.
That's right.
You're the director of marketing and public relations, and there's so many great things happening at Schreiber. Tell us a little bit about it for those who don't know.
Sure. So Schreiber Pediatrics has been around Lancaster County for 83 years. We've kind of gone through some different identities and iterations over the years. Right now, we serve children with special needs primarily. We see about 4,000 kids a year. Occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy. We also have on-site recreation and education programs, high-quality daycare. The kids we see, it runs the gamut. You know, every year we pick a couple of kids to be our ambassadors,
right,
and to kind of be the face of Schreiber through the year. And so this year we've got another great group. One of our kiddos was the victim of child abuse when they were an infant, shaken baby, suffered traumatic brain injury, and adopted by a local family. And now he's 7 years old, and he's got the biggest smile, and he walks and runs and sings. His mom likes to say they didn't know if he'd ever be able to walk or talk, and now they can't get him to sit down and shut up.
Yeah. And that's amazing.
So he is just one of the many walking miracles that we have coming in and out of Schreiber every day, and
yeah,
it's one of the things that makes my job so great.
I was there one day with one of my kids, and it was right around Halloween time, and one of the groups that was there, one of the daycare groups, were dressed up, you know, in different superhero costumes or, you know, princess costumes. And it was one of the best parades I've ever seen. They marched through the hallway there, and it just made my day. They were marching and enjoying themselves. It looked like a great time.
Absolutely. That's our character parade that we do around Halloween. And it's one of the ways that we can show the kids that no matter what your ability is, you can still enjoy the things that all kids like to do.
Yeah, I love it. If folks want more information about Schreiber, they can visit you online.
SchreiberPediatric.org.
And coming up, we'll talk about the rubber ducky race, I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
Awesome. Well, it's great having you here, Dan. Coming up, we've got more music for